Memorial Day is upon us again. The newspaper is full of terrific sales, if you don't already have enough stuff, and you can afford to buy more. Traditionally, on this holiday weekend, we lower the flag to half-mast and honor those killed in service to their country. The loss of these human beings and the ones caught in their crosshairs who also died reminds me of the senseless waste of war. What are we fighting for? I can't remember. The continuation of this madness and the horrifying lack of services for returning veterans seems disrespectful to those bound to defend our nation. I mean, I'd understand if, in fact, we were defending our nation from occupation, but, well, God forbid we were attacked, we'd be defenseless because our forces are far, far away and never come homeland. We can use this sober anniversary to refresh the memory of those in charge. Let us remind our President, Barack Obama, of the reasons why we elected him, because his memory does not serve him well. I remember, and you probably do too, about the U.S. out of Iraq promise. Yes, I remember how he didn't vote for war and he didn't think it was a legitimate war and how we would withdraw by May of 2010. With only 7 days left in May, he needs to act now. Yes, I remember. I recall how our mandate was to end the war, not escalate in Afghanistan, where we have reached the grisly anniversary of over 1,000 dead U.S. troops and uncounted Afghanis in that treacherous region. Remember his campaign slogan for hope and change? We are here mired in not only two endless wars, foreclosure hell, unemployment nightmare, big bank bonanzas, and the largest environmental disaster in modern history. And yes, oh, and just a few days ago, he said there would be a moratorium on all permits for offshore drilling, and still 17 permits have been granted, complete with environmental waivers. Yes, you'd think that would be fresh in his memory. And if memory serves me right, the new bipartisan climate legislation provides for more drilling, clean coal, and nuclear power. We must remind President Obama that we voted for change. That means solar, wind, hydro, you know, change. Let's call him and remind him about his promise to reform Wall Street banks, because after another historic bill has bungled its way through Congress, according to the New York Times, CEOs are breathing a sigh of relief because far from restructuring of the system, they'll just have more regulation, akin to the mineral management services that regulate the issuing of permits to drill for oil. After all this pomp and circumstance, passing voluminous legislation with teeny tiny slivers of reform, we are still in the same boat, and it's surrounded by a monolithic oil slick, and it makes me sick. Which reminds me of the amazing health care reform we were promised. And while, yes, now we cannot be denied coverage, the insurance companies are left to stick us with increases in premiums sharper than an IV needle. And the health care that we are provided is still a mysterious, often deadly, toxic chemical soup from the pharmaceutical industry and other iatrogenic disasters. I remember my mother's surgeon apologizing because he opened a vein instead of an artery, and he'd have to try again the next day. Oops. Yes, I suppose we are progressing, but progress takes a long time. And as far as I see it right now, this is crunch time, and we're in a little bit of a hurry. Our dependence on war as foreign policy and fossil fuels for energy must end today. It's time for peaceful, sustainable revolution, and it's within our grasp. Let me remind you, with the growing of industrial hemp, a mandate from George Washington, the father of our country, we could replenish our depleted soil, provide fuel, food, and shelter. This ancient plant is deeply seated in our collective memory. I am here to remind you, let's grow hemp. It's the antidote to many of our woes, because without that kind of radical change, we'll all just be a memory. This is Sherry Glazer Love.